away we go on a Tuesday quickie edition. Mr. Irrelevant, I'm Alex Roof with you from the Gruber Law Offices. One Call Out Tell Studio at the Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. No show yesterday. I had the day off. I went to Brewers opening day over at AmFam Field. We're not going to talk about the game. Fun time. I had a good time. Good to be back in the ballpark. Good to have a first summer shandy, first broad of the season, all that good stuff. That was great. Game, not so much, but we will ignore the fact that the Milwaukee Brewers, as of recording, 0-4 on the season. The one takeaway I have, and we'll get into this more tomorrow on the official Mr. Irrelevant, beginning at 12:30, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison on YouTube, with Joshy DiMaggio and Tiny Hands Hunter Vaughn. 28 minutes into the game, first home game of the season, a fan stands up from behind me and yells, "Sell the team!" We made it into the second inning before I heard somebody yell, "Sell the team," in the direction of Mark Antanasio. But that I got a kick out of that. Always fun, though. Always good to get back. Game one in the books for me of the 2025 baseball season. 0-1 on the year, though. We'll keep track of my record throughout the year. Hopefully we get above 500. Unlike the Brewers at this point. But not what I wanted to do the quickie episode on today. I wanted to talk about a couple of things from the NFL owners' meetings, which are happening right now down in Florida. I don't know what city they're in Florida, but somewhere down in Florida. You know, every year we get the coaches' picture. Obviously, I get a kick out of that. All 32 coaches gathering for a picture. This year it was indoors. Matt LaFleur, terribly handsome. There's like four really handsome head coaches. Kyle Shanahan always looks incredibly disheveled during that photo. Always get a kick out of it. But let's dive into a conversation we haven't really had on this program yet, and that would be on the tush push. Of course, the Philadelphia Eagles signature play, which involves Jalen Hurts being pushed from behind, and ultimately it leads to touchdowns and two-point conversions and first downs on third and short and fourth and short and all the in-betweens. A lot of comments coming out from various head coaches down in Florida about the tush push. Let's start with Matt LaFleur and obviously the Packers, the first team that says, hey, we want to ban this. We want to get rid of this. So Matt LaFleur, the first head coach, with comments on this and why the Packers were the team that said, hey, we got to get rid of this. We got to get rid of this. Matt LaFleur, earlier today, down in Florida.
Just when you look at the play, I would say I don't think it's a great football play. It's more of a rugby play. And then some of the injury concerns, we just want to kind of get out in front of that, you know, and be a little bit more proactive than reactive.
So Matt LaFleur making it a player safety argument when it comes to the potential ban of the tush push. Okay, and studies have shown that players really don't get injured on the tush push, at least not in 2024. No injuries caused due to that play. And the debate, obviously, around the Packers' stance on this stems from the fact that they lost to the Eagles, the team that is the best at it, twice last year, in the opener and in the playoffs, right? They bookended their season with losses to Philadelphia and in both of those games seeing tush pushes. Now, the report today from Adam Schefter and various reporters down in Florida is that this discussion is being tabled for a later date. They are not saying they're not banning it. They are not saying they're banning it. They're tabling it. They are done discussing it at the owners' meetings. According to various reports, 16 head coaches are for banning it. 16 are for not banning it or not voting yes on a potential tush push ban. You need a 3/4 majority in order for something to go through in the National Football League. That meaning you need 24 votes to ban the tush push before that happens. So the next month or so, you are going to see a lot of recruitment being done, a lot of campaigning being done in order to hopefully flip 8 decision makers' vote on the tush push. But it sounds like a couple of coaches, they're not going to be swayed. Let's start with DeMeco Ryans. These are former players that are now head coaches. DeMeco Ryans, the head coach of the Texans, saying yesterday, quote, "It's tough to punish a team for being really good at something," end quote, from the former linebacker DeMeco Ryans. Sure, let's go to a different former linebacker, now the head coach of the Patriots, former Titans head coach, Mike Vrabel, with the quote of the day, quote, "There are a lot of plays that are hard to defend. I don't think you can get rid of it. Of them every time it becomes tough to stop it. Like, Lamar Jackson shouldn't be able to run with the football anymore. How about making that rule because it's hard to defend?" End quote from the Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel. These former players, not so much, active when it comes to wanting to ban something. Just because you can't stop it doesn't mean you got to ban it. The take from both DeMeco Ryans and Mike Vrabel. And to be real honest with you, I'm on that side of it, right? Like, I don't think this is an injury issue. I understand it's hard to defend, but get good at it then, right? I think that's what I said a couple of weeks ago when we talked about it on the show. If you want to stop it, either A, figure out how to stop it, or B, get good at it. The Packers, right now, they're neither, right? Jordan Love, not the most efficient quarterback when it comes to a quarterback sneak up the A-gap. It's just not his bread and butter. The Philadelphia Eagles made a move this offseason that we assume primarily has to do with the tush push. They signed now former Packers running back A.J. Dillon to be the pusher of the tush going forward. As in less plays, Saquon Barkley needs to be on the field, probably the better when it comes to his longevity and the tread left on the tires as they sign him to an extension this offseason. So at the end of the day, A, I don't think this is going to be banned. I think the tush push will be back in 2025, but now we will wait and see for a little over a month to see if the if eight votes do get flipped the next time all the owners and head coaches will come together and vote on this in the month of May. But for now, they're putting a pause to it. Not a stop, a pause, and we will see what happens. But Mike Vrabel and D'Amico Ryans not holding back during their press conferences yesterday. Just one more time, I want to read these to you. D'Amico Ryans, quote, "It's tough to punish a team for being really good at something," end quote. And then Mike Vrabel with the quote of the day. Like, Lamar Jackson shouldn't be able to run with the football anymore? I'm making that rule because it's hard to defend. Well, maybe Mark Murphy will try before he steps aside for Ed Policy in the month of June when his tenure as the Packers president comes to an end. We're back with you for a full episode, 12:30 Central, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison on YouTube Wednesday tomorrow, or you can find it right here, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, you can find the next episode of Mr. Relevant. Like, Lamar Jackson shouldn't be able to run with the football anymore? Yeah, no, I agree, Mike. Well said. It's Mr. Relevant. Peace.